This is the Living From God's Center podcast, episode 041, Be Centered.
Welcome to your Living From God Center podcast, supporting pastors and ministry leaders weekly to find your God space to live and serve God and others with confidence, peace, and joy. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. And now, with today's podcast, here's your host, Dr. Claire Smith, spiritual mentor and prayer coach.
Good day, and thank you so much for joining us today. And I'm excited. And when I say I'm excited, you know why. We have a guest. Joining us today is Reverend Maria Campbell, a servant of God seeking to be a witness to God's abundant grace in her life. She's joyfully serving in ministry and seeking to do so as long as God allows her, and is currently at Susanna Wesley UMC in Topeka, Kansas. Maria, welcome to the Living From God Center podcast.
Well, thank you, and I am happy to be here with you this morning.
Great. Your happiness will spill over, and that's great for our listeners.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So please tell us a little about your ministry and your church.
I serve at Susanna Wesley, which is a suburban environment outside of Topeka, Kansas. It is in the city of Topeka, but we're in the suburban area. Less than 10 years ago, it was truly country. And then the city incorporated this area. So many of the people of our faith community don't necessarily feel like they're part of the city, because most of them initially moved here to be in the country or in the suburb. So that kind of creates a little dissonance between what the city considers us to be and what they desire to be. It's a medium-sized church, and it is a diverse congregation. We have everyone in age from infants to people in literally 99 years old who attend regularly in service. We are ethnically diverse, but we do have a majority of Caucasian congregants. The theological beliefs tend towards conservative, but have a broad range of theology from liberal to centrist to very conservative, which allows us to have rich conversation in Bible study and allows our understanding and conversations after sermons also to be quite rich and challenging. Financially, I would say we're primarily middle class, college educated, but many of our members come from farming families just one or two generations back. So we are deeply connected to the roots of Kansas and Nebraska and Iowa. Many couples have spouses that have been raised in different denominations, and we have an increasing number of families where one of the spouses has no previous affiliation to a church. So it enables us to be serving a very diverse understanding of who God is and who we are claiming to be.
That's fascinating. It sounds very rich. And I love that you talked about the opportunity occasioned by the diversity as against, you know, coming at it from an angle of, oh, challenge, we have all these different people.
Okay.
So that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, we keep expanding our understanding. We literally are physically located between an adult living community and an elementary school, sandwiched between. Or if you look at it like an Oreo cookie, we're the icing between both ends. So it's a fun location, and it allows both of those community parts to come here very easily. And so there's always new people that filter into our community who come looking at us and to us for something quite different than what has already been here. And, mm-hmm. and we find new ways to minister to the community at large. We are beginning a new initiative called Wonderfully Made and are becoming more intentionally focused on people who are differently abled, initially with people who have challenges that we will be meeting who are children, but it is our intent to also address those differently abled people who are youth and adults, because we know that they also need to grow in their relationship with the Lord, but there will be other challenges that need to be met first.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. And sometimes it's first and sometimes it's all wrapped around each other. It's one of those things. Well, this is the Living from God Center podcast, and we're speaking with Reverend Maria Campbell and wanting to talk a little about living the image of living from God Center. When you hear the phrase, what image comes to your mind when you hear the phrase living from God's center?
In thinking about and preparing for our conversation, I do what I often do is I close my eyes and to think about what image. And immediately what comes is a peaceful blue sky near the ocean. The ocean, and I know, Claire, that you know this about me, the ocean is my happy place. Mm-hmm. It's the place where I am regenerated and can regain my equilibrium. And during my time with Living at God Center, my spirit was recentered, and I was able to find a daily sense of peace within the boundaries of my routine that I lived within the plains of Kansas. I'm comforted by that color blue, and even though my heart and sometimes my spirit can travel back to the ocean where I was raised, I can find that peace through the work that we did by just going to that place and achieving that wide expanse of space within my spirit, to go to that calm place and that quiet place and that place that surrounds me with the coolness and that breeze that just refreshes and kind of blows away all the cares of the world and allows God's spirit to fully reign within my heart and mind and soul. And so, you know, I have been looking out upon that inner sky and ocean, and it allows me to become more easily reminded that there's a power far greater than I can muster in orchestrating my own life. And I think that was one of the big things that working at the center did for me, that even through the years of striving and working towards handing over my life and being obedient to God, you know, I found those places and where I had still held on tightly to some level of personal control, or many levels of personal control, to be completely honest. But when my deep desire is to have God at the very center of every part of my life, then I can recognize that God is the one who is holding me and holding the world in place. And through my work at the center, I was able to tap into that source of peacefulness. Regardless of where my physical body is, that center is God, and that peacefulness relies within my trust in the one who has it all.
Amen. You took me to the ocean for a while, because even though my ocean wasn't blue, it was brown, but I grew up overlooking the ocean in for part of the time, and the breezes, you know, there's nothing like an ocean breeze. So you took me there for a while, and you used an interesting phrase, the inner sky and blue. I just love that. So a big part of it is the peace you have achieved. And it's kind of interesting because you had really good practices all the time. So there's always, it says, you know, to people who are listening, it's not simply about having good practices. There are always places and ways in which we can grow more in the Lord. How do you live this out in your life and ministry, and what difference does it make?
One of the big focuses was to learn how to incorporate Sabbath into my daily life. I found one of the blessings and challenges of being a pastor is that I get to lead people in Sabbath on their Sabbath journey on Sunday morning. But then I find that to be a very busy time in my life. And in preparation for Sabbath, I seem to spend a lot of the days that could be Sabbath for me. And so I found a way to find an importance on finding Sabbath in each day. And so by using that peace and the calm and looking towards that center, which is God, and that calm and taking that ocean peaceful blue and that breeze that can clear everything out. I have literally built in Sabbath into a portion of each day, and that calm and that quiet has been able to generate more energy into my daily work and enabled me to really live more a truly more restored life on a regular basis, as opposed to needing to go to that mountaintop for like once a quarter or once a year. And so I have found these past months since my work at the center has finished to be a time of celebration, and the celebration has not stopped or wavered, because I continually tap into that deep place where I can find that refreshment. And it does take that additional discipline. It's not like I don't need to be reminded, but because it became so much a part of the daily practice during the 6 months, I just committed to the practice to continue. And it has been a joyful self-reminder to keep it going.
Yeah. And having more energy, because it's important that you said that, because sometimes we feel, oh, I can't step back, whether it's internally or physically. We feel so pressured. We feel we must keep going, not realizing we're really depleting and not re-energizing. It's game. We're losing. Diminishing returns. That's the word I'm looking for, the phrase. It's just moving into diminishing returns. And so for you to be able to say, well, regular Sabbath, daily Sabbath, and I have more energy for ministry, that's very significant. That's great. What path did you take to get to this way of living from God's center?
Well, my mentor held me to some interesting accountability along the way, and I had to learn to limit what I would say yes to, and that proved to be more difficult for me than even I understood. But then I started to shift my perspective about it and looked at it through limiting what I would do with the gift of God's time. Mm-hmm. And so first I began choosing to believe that it wasn't always my best choice to say yes when people asked me to do things. And that was a big mind shift, I do admit. But that it was, wasn't so much that it wasn't just good for me, but it wasn't always good stewardship of the gifts that God had given me, because I was wearing myself out in a way that was not fruitful and productive in my preaching or in my teaching or in my counseling. And that was a perspective I had not fully seen before. And that by limiting some of the choices that I would say yes to, I was actually being more faithful to God and was using my gifts more effectively and truly more efficiently, so that when I was with God's people, I was giving them the fullness of what God needed them to have from me. And it was just truly a mind shift first, but reward from God was that I saw in the faces of the people that I was, interfacing with, like the appreciation of them having my full attention and my really being present with them in the moment. They didn't get any, no one was saying, I'm concerned about you. You're so tired. That phrase started to disappear from people's voices. That's a burden no one should put upon their car. Mm-hmm. People shouldn't be worrying about their pastor. I should be caring for them. But if I'm wearing myself out because I could never say no to anyone, then people start worrying about their pastor or their caretaker. My understanding started focusing more about making room for the Holy Spirit to work powerfully to accomplish what the Holy Spirit needed to accomplish through me, as opposed to what I wanted to accomplish with the Spirit. And we know that the Holy Spirit could do far more than we can imagine. And so whatever the Holy Spirit needs to get accomplished through us, the Holy Spirit can. Mm-hmm. And so all we have to do is just kind of let go of that control part. And God is just amazing. And my daily devotions and weekly reflections helped me to dig deeper than I had previously done. I have been a person of deep spiritual disciplines for many decades, but I examined issues that I'm probably going to say I had not dug as deep as I needed to before. I am grateful for the work that I did through the center. And I truly believe that the insightful questioning and guidance that you gave me opened up parts of me to myself that I saw as if for the first time. Yeah. And so, thank you. My new enthusiasm for these areas of ministry and even my personal life is spilling over into areas. And we have new ministries popping up at the community as a result of it feels like I have more boundless energy. I have to honestly admit to doing somewhat less work because I'm empowering more people to do work on their own.
God is so faithful.
God is so good. And so truly living at God's center and trusting in God's power meant my relinquishing control of areas of my life that, I really wasn't in control of anyway. So it has just been freeing and joy-filled, and I am just abundantly grateful.
Amen. Yeah. That makes two of us. It was, I really did enjoy having you there. It was fun. It was fun. It was really good. And it's kind of interesting how you mentioned something earlier, and you came back to it in a different way, because you said, God is center. And that was just in the course of talking, and explaining living from God's center and so on. And then later on, as you were talking about the difference it makes, you said God is center. And then as you talk about the path you took to get there, you really spoke about decentering yourself as you spoke about letting go of control and letting the Holy Spirit, not always yes to everything, but it's basically saying, I realized it wasn't about me and what I was happy with and wanted, but what God wanted. And that is decentering and putting God in the center. So that's wonderful. What advice would you give to someone who desires to live from God's center, especially a pastor or someone who has a leadership role in any ministry?
The honest truth is to do the thing that is hardest in the world for me to do is to stop and be quiet and listen. And I know that's the hardest for me to do because I love to talk. But, you know, I believe with all my heart that God is always speaking because God is trying to reveal to us what God desires, and that God fully knows and is able to help us achieve what God needs to be done in God's creation. But part of it is we become so busy trying to put our plans into place that we make so much noise that we don't hear. And so making room in our, even in our prayer time, you know, a lot of very faithful people will say over and over again, I pray. But so much of that is intercessory prayer. And we are telling God what we need or what we want and how we want it to go, that we don't make space in our prayer time because then we have to get on to the next thing, to really let space for God to just fill us with what God would like to share. And so making that time and that space to honestly stop and be still. But then when you do, then to truly be willing to trust that God is at work in your life, and that God may not move in your time frame, but that God will move in the time frame that is most good for you and those who you encounter and need to be in relationship with, and that God will speak, because God has been at this business of taking care of creation long before we have been on this earth, and will be at work for a long time after us. And it's always been in God's heart to fulfill our good. But you know, in this world as it is being lived now, we're in such a rush that we think that if we don't grab hold of it, something terrible is going to happen. Terrible things happen every day. And so we at the very least need to be able to take a deep breath and realize we haven't been able to control it, and we're still not going to be able to control it. But we know there is a power who is more able. And we can believe in the God who has been faithful to us. And if we are going to give lip service to wanting to live at God's center, then we need to give true obedience to doing that. And you know, I believe with all my heart that God's greatest desire is for us to live full, rich, and abundant lives. And to live into the future of that abundant life, we have to relinquish our own desires and be open to God's.
Amen. You know, as you talked about that, you really were talking about an alignment. Like, after we decenter, we align everything around God. You know, so it's heart, soul, head, everything. We just align around God. And just as you spoke, I just got this beautiful image of alignment. So in closing, do you have a favorite book or prayer resource that you could recommend to our Living from God Center community?
You know, I have, it's so hard. You said
you could do more than one. I've had people give like 2, 3, even 5.
Okay. I just have to say, I love Henry Nouwen. And I constantly go back to The Only Necessary Thing. But I live daily, with a book called The Work of God, which is a Benedictine prayer book that the sisters from Mount Saint Scholastica have written. and it is part of my daily prayer practice. But long before that, in the I guess late 80s, early 90s, I began doing the guides to prayer that were put out by a person I literally consider one of my grandpas in faith in Reuben Job. And so he has put out numerous prayer guides for ministers and pastors and the faithful. I just believe that when we tap into those who have been faithful, we tap into the rich history of those that God has placed on the path to help us walk alongside mm-hmm. them. So I am grateful to be amongst the faithful that God is calling to help others walk the path.
Thank you for sharing those.
We serve a good and gracious God.
Yeah, we can't say that too much. Yeah, those are rich resources and mm-hmm. some favorite names there. And we can never pray too much either. Some people think you can pray too much, but you really can't. And as you noted, you do better when you pray. So thank you so much for being with us today, for sharing so richly. And thank you too for being a part of Living from God Center. We did have a lot of fun together. And it was just a time of God just being present and God moving. And it's always about God, and the glory always goes to God. We have been speaking with Reverend Maria Campbell, who is a servant of God, seeking to be a witness to God's abundant grace in her life, currently serving at Susanna Wesley UMC United Methodist Church in Topeka. Maria, thank you for being here. And we pray God's continued blessings and energy as you continue to serve joyfully. God bless you. You're welcome.
You. God bless you.
Bye-bye. And remember, when you live and serve from God's center, you are able to leave behind the stress, frustration, fatigue, and even burnout, and live and soar with confidence, peace, and joy. It's time to center and soar. Until the next episode, this is Claire Smith signing out.
Thank you for joining us today on the Living from God Center podcast. Go forth and soar with confidence, peace, and joy in the power of the Triune God.